This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei. Dr. Andrew Pastewski is a pulmonologist and head of the ICU at Jackson South Medical Center in Miami. In March, his brother was living in New York, and as cases of COVID-19 started to surge there, Pastewski invited him to South Florida to stay with him and his family. A couple of months later, a cousin from Tampa came to visit, and no one knew it at the time, but he was positive for COVID-19. The entire household got the virus. Pastewski spoke with WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia about what he's learned about the disease as a doctor and as a patient, and what he really wants people to know.
When you see people congregating and not wearing a mask or being too close to each other, what thoughts are you thinking?
The selflessness that I see in the hospital with all of the, not just the nurses and doctors, but the respiratory therapists, dietary, environmental services, people who didn't necessarily want to be heroes per se and help people, but the way that they've all stepped up, done their job in such a selfless way, and some of them are getting sick. And it's hard to see these people at risk because other people are completely selfish and not willing to do a very simple thing like wear a mask and considerably decrease the transmission rate. Every time anyone goes into a room to take care of a patient, they're putting their lives at risk. And a simple thing like a mask would make that risk considerably less.
It would be great to hear about that bond that you feel with your colleagues at the hospital, experience something so challenging together.
Well, my team specifically is made up of 3 physicians and 10 physician extenders who are nurse practitioners and physician assistants. And all of us and all of them have tripled their responsibility and workload without any hesitation. Some of my team on an average day, we're just handling surgical patients in the ICU and having a census of 7 or 8 patients, and are now seeing about 30 or 40 because we are trying to see every COVID patient so that we can monitor the sick ones and intervene when necessary from a critical care standpoint. And I haven't seen, I mean, obviously they're tired and they're working hard in their long days, but I haven't seen one member of my team take any shortcuts. The nurses, physical therapists have come up to me and said, we think we could do more. Can you give us some direction on what we could do with these patients? The nurses have volunteered to take care of the COVID patients. We have tried to keep some of the older nurses away from the COVIDs if possible, but it's not possible because they want to help. They don't want to stand by the sidelines while everybody else works. They're all putting in late hours, and I want them to get their work done. I want all the patients to be seen and be taken care of, but I also want my team to get home at a reasonable time so they can decompress.
Is there anything that you think would help so that you guys don't see this patient load at the hospital?
The people in the hospitals who are giving of themselves and putting their lives at risk every day, some of them are going to die because they took care of a COVID patient. And the less COVID patients we get, the less of our people are going to die. And if we wear masks, a lot less people are going to die. I was, for months, taking care of the COVID patients. And I was decontaminating myself with the whole process every day I got home. I was in the room with patients. I was intubating patients. I was next to patients who were initially COVID negative, a few feet away from them. And I never got COVID from any of them. I wore a mask every day, every time in the hospital, and I never got COVID from any of them. I got COVID because I brought a case into my house, a family member, where I wasn't wearing a mask, and we all got it. The whole house got it. Masks work. They worked. I was in COVID every day with a mask on, and I got nothing. My whole family, nothing. I was worried about bringing it into my family every day, nothing. Home, where obviously you're not going to wear a mask at home. You can't do that all the time, but that's how tricky and contagious this virus is. It's just a little slip up and you get it. But that also shows the months of being in COVID every day. I worked 2 out of every 3 days. Every day I was at work, I was seeing COVID patients. And with the masks, nothing. One weekend with a family member and I got it. Masks work. There's just no question about it. It's an easy thing. It's not hard.
That was Dr. Andrew Pastewski, head of the ICU at Jackson South Medical Center in Miami, speaking with WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.